of the people, hashtag by the people, hashtag for the people. Have a great November 19th, the greatest day ever.
That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4. Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. A group of Democrats filing a lawsuit arguing the appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general violates the Constitution.
Whitaker was Attorney General Jeff Sessions' chief of staff before Sessions' resignation earlier this month. The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel has defended the appointment, citing presidential powers to fill vacancies.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. More concerns for those affected by California wildfires. Officials say heavy rain forecasts for the weekend could cause mudslides, complicating efforts to search for the roughly 1,000 people listed as missing. 80 deaths are blamed on the fires in northern and southern California. Stocks starting the week sharply lower. Tech losses pulling down indexes for the day. The Dow falling 395 points. The S&P sliding 45. The Nasdaq closing 219 in the red. This is Fox News.
Turkey, oh Tom Turkey, how tasty is your breast meat? Oh Tom Turkey, oh Tom Turkey, until the end you were cage free. I love your white meat with gravy. I eat too much and I get sleepy. Oh Tom Turkey, oh Tom Turkey, you are the star of Thanksgiving. Oh Tom Turkey, oh Tom Turkey, your turkey legs are inviting. Oh Tom Turkey, oh Tom Turkey, I'll eat them like a Viking. I eat so much my gut stretches, but leave enough for sandwiches. Oh Tom Turkey, oh Tom Turkey, oh how I love you Thanksgiving.
Well, I kind of had my Thanksgiving meal today. Rich Thomas made his mom's fantastic sausage stuffing, got some turkey, mashed potatoes, cranberries. So I had like the most amazing lunch, because I don't know if I'll be able to chew on Thursday because I'm having that surgery Wednesday.
Well, that's good. Live it up while you can.
LaDonna Brooks and the gang will step up, and if you're in town and you want to feel like you're with family, the Baumhauer's group will be there. We hope you'll stop by, because there's always camaraderie.
Always.
And while I was playing that, it reminded me, ooh, this is good news. This is worth a bulletin.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
While the Christmas tree parody was playing, I texted my friend Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one with the tents that are already up on Vaughn Road, west of Bell, next to Bellwood West. They're supposed to be here tomorrow. Not sure what time. So the trees will be arriving, and they're the best. So we'll get ours, and we'll erect it Friday with my puffy cheeks. At least I'll be able to do something this weekend. The surgery is not dangerous.
Yeah, you don't feel that anxious. I feel like you're playing it up.
Like, of course, I'm going to be Mr. No, I want sympathy.
Okay.
I'm a man.
Well, yeah.
We like to get my... Where are all the women that call and say, oh, you need anything?
I ask myself that all the time. Where are the women calling?
Don't let the fact that I have to be driven to and picked up from make you think this is anything that serious. but it is that part of it's true.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a triple crown. Big
yeah.
deal.
Yeah.
It really is.
But I looked into this dentist, Dr. Kane. He's so good. And his assistant, Morgan, who I have to introduce to Fun Size Jane because they're like twins.
Hmm.
Sisters from a different mother. You often hear that said about men, but... So I'm not worried about it. I'm not nervous. I'm not anxious. But I got to get it done. Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, finished third this week, still doing very well at the box office. And I posted a thing on Facebook today that does a comparison between the Live Aid performance depicted in the movie and the actual Live Aid performance. Pretty, pretty incredible.
They did a remarkable job with that scene in particular. It's very moving.
Yes, I've heard from others too that say it's a very, there are some heart-tugging moments in this thing.
Yeah, it's not a perfect movie, but it's a really, if you like Queen, it's very good. Very good. And how they, you know, sometimes introduce the music's a little cliche. It's like, I want a song where the band can go boom, boom, boom. And the whole audience can join in with the band. And it's like, okay, is that actually how it was done?
I thought it was pretty cool that they had the remake of Queen do the 20th Century Fox open.
Yes. That tone.
Yeah.
Brian May, man.
You know who the movie's going to be about. All right, some new words from the 2018 that will be in the 2019 dictionary.
Oh, I was going to say, you have words from the future?
Last year we had the word of the year, words from the future. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Chef of the future. Words that will be taking their place in the dictionary. Cakeism. That's the belief that it's possible to enjoy or take advantage of both of two desirable but mutually exclusive alternatives at once.
Thus in having your cake and eating it too?
I guess that's it. Now it's one word.
Now it's just cakeism.
Instead of having to say all that, you just say cakeism. Gammon, a derogatory term for an older middle-class white man whose face becomes flushed due to anger when expressing politically... typically right-wing opinions.
What's the word again?
Gammon.
Gammon.
Mm. Don't look at me when you say gammon.
Okay, gammon.
Gaslighting. We've talked about that. Bill Whittle did that great piece on gaslighting because that's what Obama did to us for 8 years. He'd say it, and we have it on tape, and then he'd come back later and say, I never said that. And there were a lot of people dumb enough to believe him. Incel, that's short for involuntarily celibate. Incel is a member of an online community of young men who consider themselves unable to attract women sexually. Typically, they hold views that are hostile towards men and women who are active. In other words, there's another word for incel. It's called envy. But
called sad, awkward losers?
Orbiting. That works, too.
Yeah.
Socks.
Sad, awkward losers.
Or cells. Orbiting. The action of abruptly withdrawing from direct communication with someone while still monitoring and sometimes responding to their activity on social media. In other words, you don't call them, you don't see them face to face, but you monitor them via social media and occasionally respond to it, but no direct contact. Are you orbiting anyone these days? I'm not.
I mean, there are a few people I follow online, and that's really the only way. So I guess I am orbiting some people.
Over-tourism. An excessive number of tourist visits to a popular destination or attraction resulting in damage to the local environment and historical sites and in poor quality of life for residents. That was Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know the T-shirt shops and the strip joints along the beach all got very wealthy for about 2 months a year. But the hell they created for people who were living in nice condos and other places. For 2 months, you couldn't even get out of your own building. It was horrible. And they fixed that. And then techlash is the final word. A strong and widespread negative reaction to the growing power and influence of a large technology company, particularly those based in Silicon Valley. And maybe techlash explains today's lousy market. That we'll actually talk to Brant McDonald about in an hour or so. Guess who I saw today?
Who?
Tip Tang.
Oh, great guy.
Went over to visit Tip at Jack Ingram. Signature Used Cars. Gosh, you know, that's a place you, when you go, you run the risk that you may drive away with something different than when you drove in with, because there's a lot of temptation there. I told him about our campaign to find a home for Maury the Mercedes. I mean, they got a Mercedes. It's a 2007 that looks like it was made last week. And it's under $6,000. Every single car they sell, the Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, every single one of them is a car that has been thoroughly... We should vet our politicians as thoroughly as they vet the cars. David Ingram's commitment, we're not reselling anybody else's troubles. So if you spot trouble when you take apart the engine, send it to auction. We're just not interested. So that's what they do. So every single... This is a place where you can shop for a pre-owned vehicle with confidence. Shopping for a new driver, they've got lots of great options in sedans at very affordable prices. Some SUVs, too, if you want something a little bit bigger. Nice little 2009 Ford Edge Limited. Beautiful shape. Well under 100,000 miles. And... especially when you look at the interior. I wish I could keep an interior of a car as clean and beautiful as these are. The pictures available at jackingram.com take you completely through the vehicle, under the hood, the complete body from every angle, and inside the vehicle as well, so you can see for yourself the value that's available. Stop by and see Tip and his incredible team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or visit them online at jackingram.com, signatureusedcars.com, or jackingram.com. One way or the other, you will get there. Should we roll call today?
I think you should.
Yeah, we've gotten back into it. That is just our way of saying the show is endeavoring to be a show about nothing whenever possible. But first, we've got traffic, news, weather, and then we'll hit the Billy Press.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A new accident, 1800 Norman Bridge Road. Of course, Perry Hill at Fieldcrest and 3600 Ray Thorington Road still being investigated. And there's still trouble on 85 northbound at Taylor Road. Two separate accidents there. And backup is to East Boulevard. It looks like maybe some of that traffic beginning to move a little bit. It wasn't dead still before. Some of the outside lanes were still moving. But use a lot of caution in that area. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop at Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood with a look at your headlines. A nonprofit healthcare organization wants to put clinics on Montgomery school campuses to provide medical and dental care. The CEO of Health Services, Inc. recently told the school board the clinics would be zero cost to the school system and would benefit students and staff. Montgomery police are investigating after two people were shot over the weekend. Police say a man and a boy were shot Saturday evening in the 2200 block of West Edgemont Avenue. So far, no arrests have been made in the case. Divers have recovered the bodies of two people who died in a helicopter crash in Chilton County. The Georgia Drug Task Force helicopter crashed into Lake Mitchell Friday. The chopper was flying from Columbus, Georgia to Clanton for repairs when it went down. That is a look at your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. We've got a nice string of days ahead. For tonight, mostly cloudy. I can't rule out a shower in the overnight hours as a front moves through the area. Low temperature tonight, 51. Tomorrow, some clouds early, giving way to sunshine. A little cooler, high 61, down to 39 tomorrow night. Wednesday, the big travel day, sunshine, high in the low 60s. Thanksgiving, great holiday forecast. Lots of sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 60s. Then look for a storm system to arrive by the end of the week, probably by Friday night into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
You love Thanksgiving.
This very American holiday, often defined by the pilgrims who landed in Massachusetts.
Thanksgiving's a time for family.
What are you grateful for?
People should experience a melange of Thanksgiving feelings.
If we're going to pardon one turkey, we should pardon them all.
I'm drafting this turkey into military service.
Who's hungry?
I promise I will finish that turkey.
I'm not going to make a turkey this year.
You cut the turkey?
I don't eat turkey. I just got off the phone with Gary of Gary's Markets. He has a brick of tofurkey and has agreed to stay open 30 extra minutes.
Well, if it wasn't for all that jabbering, it's a very fine meal.
I'm giving thanks that we don't have to go through this for another year.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Now, Dot, you got a big event coming up.
December the 1st is open house, and you know what fun that is. We've got light refreshments going on from 12 until 4. There'll be some surprises and absolutely great sales, but we'll open the store at 9 and go on till 6, so you just got to come see what all's going on that day.
For anyone looking for a unique gift, Eastbrook is the place to shop.
Absolutely. We've got old memorabilia. We've got signs. We've got toys. If you need dishes, if you need china, if you need a dining room table or a new bedroom suit for guests coming in, we've actually got everything that you need.
So that's the Christmas open house December 1st. What are the hours?
9 until 6, with light refreshments served from 12 until 4, and marvelous sales.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday, 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, monogrammable gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
What's my story? I just got my first auto loan from Max. They are unlike any financial institution you'll ever deal with. Mostly because of people like Miss Sarah.
He was so proud he must have saved 3 years to buy that thing.
I saved for 3 years, but Max helped make it happen.
Well, buying a car is a big decision. It's personal. So when someone like Justin needs a loan consultant, I take that very personally.
Everybody at Max was great. I had a ton of questions about my loan.
Oh, he asked a lot of questions, all right.
Max gave me lots of options, and Miss Sarah helped explain every detail. Now I know I can trust her with anything.
And when he drove that thing up here to show me, I felt like I was the one with a new big block V8 7th generation square body pickup with 33-inch mud grip tires and a 6-inch lift kit.
Thanks, Max, for being an amazing financial institution. And thank you for Miss Sarah.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you ready for Dirty Nuts?
Mulligan.
Are you ready for Dirty Sunday Night Football?
I am ready for the Dirty Sunday Night Football.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
The Bears take the field, set to face the Vikings on Sunday Night Football.
See what happens when you get this guy in open space.
Harrison Smith penetrates.
Coming up into this gap right here.
Hunter got in there and I think just got a piece.
Yeah, watch him just slam inside. There was definitely a little extension in the face, a little friendly. And then on the backside, Leonard Floyd, boom. And there goes 320 pounds of man right on his back.
Let's go to the field now. Check in with Michelle.
Al, all I can say is bam.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Town for Thanksgiving?
I came from Alabama to see some naked people.
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
That's really good looking naked people running around in the state, actually.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
I think that that's pretty perverted.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be me.
There's something screwy around here.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
I'm sick of this.
You gotta have something.
You're so naughty.
If you wanna be with me.
Is this some kind of bust?
It's very impressive, yes.
I am serious. And don't call me Cheryl.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Oh, I'm crazy.
Of course you're not.
It's too cold for me.
That is great radio.
No, it ain't.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
You are a meathead.
Cause that my
Roy
is too low to see.
Well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
And I'm not snuffing.
He's a tool.
Believe you me.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war on poverty. Yeah.
You dumb girl.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Why is that?
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
I'm Gumby, Babbitt!
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Don't make me open a can of whoop-ass buster.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Oh, my God.
Nothing from nothing.
Did you get a little tappity-tap?
You gotta have something.
Adios, muchacho.
If you wanna be with me.
I just wanna smash your face in.
Nothing from nothing.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
You gotta have something.
It's craptacular.
If you wanna be with me.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
That wasn't too bad.
Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
Will you call me Mr. Poopy Pants?
Go ahead.
Now, how would you score yourself?
That one, 9.75.
Hey, that's what I was going to say.
Well, I deliberately underestimated it so you could give me a 9.8 and make me
well,
feel
no, like you're getting a 9.75. Well, I'm not here to inflate your ego.
Better double check your job description. Now you made me feel bad. Remember that?
Yes.
Where that came from? She left a message for some guy, and every single line she.
So sad.
Fake.
Yeah.
Totally fake.
Yeah.
Joey, young Joey, I want you to know that as you go through life
mm-hmm.
and gain more experience with women, mm-hmm. you'll find out that...
Hey, wait, they will fake?
Hold on, I just got dinged.
Tears?
Yeah.
Really?
They can fake tears.
They'll manipulate people with their emotions?
Well, now men can do the same thing.
Really?
Hey, I
thought everybody was always on the up and up. The straight and narrow.
Guess what? I got a score from my wife. Well, maybe I could find a better way to phrase that. Mrs. Ritterbuttle. 9.76. We were so close.
It wasn't your best. I mean, it was good.
By the way, Roz, if Dulker Tomlinson calls, it's nothing to worry about.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no. It's a Texan's making him cough up his lung.
Chuck wants me to keep Obama completely out of the roll call.
I think that's a good call. It's a very polarizing figure around these parts.
Yeah, he is.
Him and the orange man.
But it's the only thing he's ever said I agree with.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no. You're a deliberately evil human being, but that's neither here nor there. Some kind of active shooting situation in Chicago. Now, I've not gotten any bulletins about that, but let's go to Drudge and see what they've got. Nothing there. Usually if there is something going on with an active shooter, he's, like, on it first. I don't even like to go to Drudge anymore. It's the most, it's depressing.
It is.
I think Drudge has decided he does not like Donald Trump and frames that page. Oh, gunfire. Gunman opens on Chicago hospital campus. I can tell you pretty much what you need to know about this. Why won't the link open? Probably because it's brand new. I just want to see where this is taking place, since I know the city. And Mercy Hospital. All right. At least one victim multiple times in the parking lot, critically wounding a Chicago police officer. Family members who may have been inside the hospital today are being estimated East 27th and King Drive. I wouldn't go to that location. Please avoid the area of 26th and Michigan at all costs. Just so you know, the Michigan Avenue you see in movies and it gets glorified and is beautiful at Christmas time and where they shot Christmas Vacation, that's North Michigan Avenue. Where this is, just to give you an example, I got injured by a fat guy at a White Sox game on the south side. It was batting practice, and I was trying to grab a foul ball. Mm-hmm. A guy named Matt Noakes on the Yankees hits a line drive into the stands, and it's going to take one bounce right into my hands. I mean, I won't even have to move. And I'm assuming that I have no reason to think somebody else is. And then the next thing I know, I'm under 300 pounds of blubber on cement steps. I can't even breathe because this guy's belly is in my face. He had to knock me down to get the ball. I needed help getting up. And they said, the usher, whoever it was, said, we better take it to the medical center we have here at the ballpark.
Yeah.
So they actually took x-rays because my arm was real sore. They said, well, you have nothing broken, but we recommend that you go to Michael Reese Hospital. Well, the only people that go to Michael Reese are gunshot wound victims. It's in the worst part of the South Side. I said, I'm not going to Michael Reese Hospital. I said, well, you can't go back to the game. So the game hasn't even started yet. Well, we can't let you back in the ballpark. Well, if you can't let me back in the ballpark, then give me back my money. No.
What?
So because I was hurt, and the attending nurse or whatever said I should go to the hospital, they wouldn't let me back in the game, nor would they refund my money. That's what I call great public relations right there by the Chicago effing White Sox. No wonder they're Obama's favorite team.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
And that happened at the new Kaminsky Park. Not the old one. Well, thanks for the call. Who was that?
John. Very uncommon name, I know.
Yeah.
Did you figure out some way to stick it to the White Sox after that terrible, terrible incident?
I
would be in the mood to stick it to the White Sox.
I was in town visiting my dad, so I didn't feel like making a big stink out of it. I just thought that was really unfair. The game hasn't started. You're not going to let me stay, and you're not going to redeem my ticket. No. And that was that. And guess what? That was in 1991. And I haven't been back since. And I wouldn't go again if you paid me. Plus, it's a suck new ballpark. It really is. People from Chicago will tell you that it was built in the most fan-unfriendly way possible. Almost unbelievably bad. The grandstand, you couldn't get a goat to get into the upper deck, into the upper seats of the upper deck, because it's almost a straight vertical walk. And then you sit there and you look, man, if I sneeze too hard or I trip, I'm going to roll down, you know, 20 flights of steps into the lower deck. Horrible place. Just an absolutely horrible place. Smooth Operator is on the line.
Hope you guys are doing well.
The what?
I hope you guys are doing well.
Oh, we're okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing great. Things could always be worse.
Oh, you know that.
I just wanted to call in and say thank you so much for everything that y'all do in general. I went by Infusion today to check out the prices and had a great consultation with the folks there, and look forward to doing business with them and getting revitalized a little bit. I needed to check out the price sheet on it, but I look forward to the plan moving forward. Had a great consultation, and thank you for putting me on a great group of folks.
Yeah, they again. Are. And it works. That's the thing.
That's what I hear. I trust what y'all say.
Look, you know the day I have. It starts at 2:22 every morning. It ends, gets to bed around 7:30, 8 o'clock at night most nights. And I couldn't do it without the IV treatments and so on. That just makes a big difference in my ability to enjoy a day.
Well, I appreciate it. And if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't have even thought about it.
I hope you told them that.
I definitely did.
Okay, great.
Always
man.
Did.
Well, once you try it, let us know how it's working for you, okay?
Definitely. I'm hoping for a Christmas present, so I'm going to negotiate with the parents on that for my health and
Do we have a birthday on this?
No. What is your month and day of birth, Smooth Operator?
11/27.
Hey, birthday coming up.
All right.
I'm getting grayer by the second.
Well, everybody
more
is.
Gray.
But happy birthday, happy Thanksgiving, and don't forget to listen Wednesday. Your name may be the one that's pulled for the party-sized tray of wings from Baumhauer's and the gallon of Red Diamond Iced Tea.
That would be great. Look forward to hopefully seeing y'all soon, and thank you so much. Same to y'all. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
All righty. Also, everybody that calls, we're getting closer. A $250 catering charge. Whatever you want. At Baumhauer's, so you can have one heck of a party. Tom.
Hey, Greg. I hope y'all have a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I don't know if you remember me or not. I was the one my son died a couple of years from that overdose. I talked to y'all for a little while, and y'all made me feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to tell you, you're not going to guess what day he was born on. Wild guess. When we sit down to eat on Thanksgiving Day, he was born on. When me and my wife, our water broke, and as you said that, I said, I need to clean something up. We had to come here.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, that made for a memorable Thanksgiving.
Yes, it does. And, his was the 25th. October Thanksgiving don't come on 25th every year. But
right.
Anyway, but that was just a coincidence. It was just strange. But I do appreciate y'all listening to you guys, and I hope y'all have a good one.
You too, Tom.
Celebrate the time you had, buddy. That's all you can do. 4:35, this year Thanksgiving falls the earliest it can, which is the 22nd. And Thursday and Friday, now normally we don't do this, but we're going to rebroadcast the same show. But it's a special show. It's the one that me, Terry Adams, and Joey did on November 22nd, 2013, on the 50th anniversary of the shooting. And what it does over the length of the three-hour show is take you documentary style through the events of that day. And, you know, as last night, I think it was National Geographic a couple nights ago, there's a two-hour special called Bill JFK's Last Hours, and it's hosted by Bill Paxton, who died. And they show a picture of him. He was in the crowd at Fort Worth. That's where the day began. And JFK came out, spoke to the crowd that was there. There's a picture of little Bill Paxton sitting on his dad's shoulders.
Well, and that's what struck me the most, is that opening scene where it's like, hey, wait, where's like the roped off areas? Where, no, the president is just moving through this throng of people.
Yeah, which is unusual.
I'm not used to seeing that.
He used to drive the Secret Service guys crazy. But again, the question is, what kind of condition were a lot of those Secret Service guys in that day? Because it was known that they went out and partied very heavily the night before. Some did, not all of them, but some did. Some may not have been in tip-top form that day. And that will always be a subject of conjecture. Our thanks to Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka for the work they do. We're always grateful for our wounded warriors, those who have gone and served and made a sacrifice that stays with them for a lifetime. Perhaps when they return, this is a situation that's going to require a period of adjustment or a long-term rehabilitation, or it's a permanent situation that requires special techniques and technologies to work with. That's what they do at Gulf States Mobility. Assess each situation on its individual basis so that they can restore as many choices to that life as possible. Some come faster than others, but the goal is to re-empower the individual to be able to do as much for themselves as they can. Because James Garrett and Tommy Johnson told me when I first met them, he says, our customers do not want sympathy. They don't want to have a pity party. They want to do as much for themselves as they can. And that's what they set to do with each and every client that they work with and have for years, helping people all over the southeastern United States and not just here in the River region. Their workshop is at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590. And we always ask, please look them up and like them on Facebook for the great work they do. And in appreciation, Thanksgiving kind of appreciation, that you can go where you want to go, when you want to go, because God's been good to you, and you haven't had to deal with that kind of a loss in your life. 439.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Good news on 85 northbound. That accident has cleared. Traffic now moving back through there the way we like for it to. Still use caution. Perry Hill at Fieldcrest. Also the 3600 block of Ray Thorington Road and 1800 Norman Bridge Road. Accidents in those locations. Toys for Tots helps those who need it most at Christmas. Bring your new unwrapped toys to Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter until closing time tonight and help make this the best Christmas ever. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood with a look at your headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after two people were shot over the weekend. Police say a man and a boy were shot Saturday evening in the 2200 block of West Edgemont Avenue. So far, no arrests have been made in the case. Divers have recovered the bodies of two people who died in a helicopter crash in Chilton County. The Georgia Drug Task Force helicopter crashed into Lake Mitchell Friday. The chopper was flying from Columbus, Georgia to Clanton for repairs when it went down. And a nonprofit healthcare organization wants to put clinics on Montgomery school campuses to provide medical and dental care. The CEO of Health Services, Inc. recently told the school board the clinics would be zero cost to the school system and would benefit students and staff. That is Look at Your Headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather. We've got a nice string of days ahead. For tonight, mostly cloudy. I can't rule out a shower in the overnight hours as the front moves through the area. Low temperature tonight, 51. Tomorrow, some clouds early, giving way to sunshine. A little cooler, high 61, down to 39 tomorrow night. Wednesday, the big travel day, sunshine, high in the low 60s. Thanksgiving, great holiday forecast. Lots of sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 60s. Then look for a storm system to arrive by the end of the week, probably by Friday night into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks getting rocked. The Dow falling nearly 400 points on Monday. A big drop in tech companies like Apple leading the market lower. Now, if you're already heading out for the Thanksgiving holiday, you're thankful for those lower gas prices. The national average for regular unleaded dropping for the 40th straight day. Longest losing streak in nearly 4 years. A gallon now costing you $2.62. Meantime, you might be seeing fewer construction crews around town, and it's got nothing to do with the winter weather. Home builder confidence dropping to its lowest level in more than 2 years. The main reasons? A combination of lower demand and rising mortgage rates. And from holiday cheer to holiday stress. According to a new survey from Bankrate.com, 45% of shoppers are feeling pressure to overspend on presents this holiday season. Now, parents are in the biggest pressure cooker trying to get the perfect gifts for their kids. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
As a real-life caterer, my recipe for success is a heaping helping of commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They helped whip up a customized insurance solution that keeps my business cooking.
That barrage of bad wordplay was most unpleasant. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
The best way to feel love is to share it. So right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities, Meals on Wheels, ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation. And this year at Montgomery Subaru, we're supporting a cause close to our hearts by donating to the Montgomery Humane Society. The Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 2nd. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? That was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
I'm as free as a bird now.
This is supposed to be the big finale where the turkey jumps through the ring of fire.
Oh,
take a few tricks.
Yeah, that turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick performing turkey?
What the hell is that?
It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
Today's iconic 446 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Actually, 3 days. Forgive me. It is 446. Got a couple of stories with some audio bites that will be of interest. Brandt is maybe...
He's traveling in Tennessee and he's in the mountains. He said the signal's really patchy.
Signal issues, eh?
Yeah, we'll try. We'll test it out here in a little bit.
Are you a picky eater?
Yes. I mean, I'll try, but I'm picky, but I'll try weird things. Like, even as a kid, I love, like, mussels. Like, I like weird food. I liked escargot.
And a puff pastry with butter and garlic sauce.
Well, I had some that were straight up, like, in the special escargot dish.
Right off the sidewalk?
Oh, yeah. That's how I ate them. I'm a man.
Yeah, that's the manly way to eat snails. Just pick them off the sidewalk and eat them. It is 4:47.
What do you ask?
Well, some who are preparing for Thanksgiving dinner will be dealing with picky kids. And there are some here's some strategies.
Okay.
For dealing with picky kids, if you're interested. Repeated exposure to the food that they don't like, meaning you keep serving it to them and you push them to eat it until they get used to the taste. That was kind of my grandpa's technique. He was a farm guy, grew up in a very disciplined era in America. And I remember my brother or sister was complaining, and this was at Thanksgiving dinner too, towards the end, and there were still things on the plate that were not consumed. And Grandpa said, "Well, if my mother put horse turds on the plate, that's what we'd eat." I'll never forget that. Hey, guess who's on the phone? It's the Legal Eagle and local heartthrob,
yeah.
Chad.
All right, shut up, Sonny, and eat your rutabagas.
Yeah.
See, I ate everything. I was not picky.
The
one thing I didn't eat when I was a kid was that canned asparagus that was all smushy.
You know what? As canned vegetables go, that's probably the worst.
It was the worst, and I tell you, my mom finally stopped making me eat it or try it when I had my gag reflex kicked in one day.
Oh,
that was the end of that.
Now I love fresh, crispy asparagus.
Oh yeah, I do too. I do too. But there's nothing better than you know. You take it, you put a little olive oil, a little butter and salt, pepper, and you just blend, you know, real quick in the pan and out. You know, and it's fantastic, nice and crisp. So, a couple of interesting things in the news today.
Well, what did you see that I didn't? Because it's been kind of
I think you've seen them. I mean, the market is slow.
Yeah. Well, Facebook seems to be the villain today.
Yeah, I think so. But the tech market and overall, I mean, you got Apple, then you got Facebook, and or the Book of Faces, as Joey would call it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's interesting is that the next tell-all book is Cliff Sims writing it on Trump.
Yeah, I don't even know who he is.
Cliff is the founder of Yellowhammer News here in Alabama.
Oh.
So he's a local guy. He's a good guy. He's conservative. And apparently his book is not critical of Trump as much as it is about, you know, just the constant backbiting and typical.
The vipers he worked with. And I think he would describe himself as a viper as well.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what? Here's the thing people need to understand. That's been true in every White House.
Absolutely.
I mean, the Clinton White House was notorious. And you literally had people at people's throats all the time because you have people in those positions who they're political animals. They're all very bright, and they all think they know everything. Kind of like lawyers.
Yeah.
You know, you put 20 lawyers in a room, and, you know, it gets kind of crazy. And so nothing surprises me, although I think I might buy this book because I would like to hear Cliff's perspective on it, you know. But he's a local boy, so, I mean, he's an Alabama boy and who made big. and got hired and worked in, you know, the White House for a year and a half.
Well, if we can find a way to get him on, I'd love to talk to him. I'm sure it'd be interesting.
That would be a great get, for sure. But other than that, do you have? Let me ask you a question. Your turkey, fried or cooked in the oven? What do you do? Deep fried or cooked?
If I get to eat Thursday, and that's up in the air, it'll be at, we've been invited to a very nice country club dinner.
Oh, well, a
large family gathering. So I'll either eat there or I'll have it pureed when it comes home.
Yeah, okay. Well, you'll have to change your name if you're going to eat at the country club to, like, you know, Biff or something like that.
Well, I changed it to Chad. That way they let me write in, you see.
Chadwick.
Chadwick, hey. Yes. That's my Chadwick. First and last name. My name is Chad Chadwick.
Chadley. So why do you think you won't get to eat on Thursday? Have I missed out on this? I didn't get to hear you this
Well, morning. I won't be here Wednesday because Wednesday morning, actually before the show's even over, I'm going to the dentist to have an extraction and a triple crown inlay done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Been there, my friend.
Yeah. So they said that I could be uncomfortable for a day or two or three.
So you're having one taken out and you're putting three crowns in at the same time.
Yes. They've already done the first half of the work.
Yeah.
In other words, the what do they call that stuff?
You're doing an implant.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. I've had two. I'm with you.
Aren't they fun?
Oh, they're a blast, let me tell you. I got the most expensive mouth in my house.
yeah, me too, man.
You know what? Here's the deal. It's all hereditary on my end, too. Yeah, it's not from, like, a lack of brushing teeth or flossing or anything like that. That's just my...
Same thing with me. It is. I really believe in that. My dad didn't even have his first cavity until he was in his 40s, and he was so mad.
Yeah.
He wasn't even sure the dentist was telling him the truth. But my mother, on the other hand, I got exactly the same. I mean, even the same area, same side of the face, everything.
Yeah, I got my dad's teeth, and I got everything else for mom. But here's the real miracle, the good news about it. Imagine what it would be like if you couldn't do this. If you were born, 15, 20 years earlier before the technology came out.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I have two implants side by side. Sometimes I don't know which are my real teeth and which aren't.
Right.
It's expensive, but it is amazing.
That's why when you see so many of those 19th century photographs, it looks like a lot of people don't have teeth because a lot of them...
Because they don't.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing about it is if ever you find my body in an alley, they'll be able to identify me.
By your dental bills.
My dental bills. Two implants. And that's if you've ever watched some of those archaeology shows, they always know who the wealthy people that got killed because their teeth have, like, gold and silver and all this stuff, you know.
Some of those people up and steal their teeth.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Well, listen, I know I'll get to talk to you before the holiday and everything, but I hope that you are healthy enough to be able to. You're at least going to be able to eat on one side of your mouth. I'm positive of that.
I'm hoping.
Or if you would like, I could bring you a Slim Fast turkey flavor.
Yeah, just so bring me brown, okay? That's my favorite.
Brown, yeah. Hey, you know, they used to sell that, remember that Jones soda? They did make turkey and dressing Jones soda.
Ugh.
Can you imagine?
No.
I can't. And Dirk's used to carry it. Dirk's used to have, you know, all the different, because Jones would have all these odd flavors, you know, and then every once in a while they'd come out with something like, you know, turkey and dressing. I'm like, you know, no. If I'm going to do that, I'm just going to go buy a can of broth and drink it.
You know? That sounds like a much more appealing option. Well,
all right, guys. You guys take care. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Chad. And here's Rob.
Hey, I have a traffic update.
Oh, let me get the sounder so everybody pays attention.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
What you got?
All right, on the northbound side of the Eastern Boulevard, in front of Capital Hyundai, in center lane, there is a fender bender.
All right, in the center lane of 231 northbound by Capital Hyundai?
Yes.
All right. And have emergency vehicles arrived yet, or has it just happened?
Just them. They're just standing out in the road waiting on everybody to show up.
All right. That's going to be a mess. So avoid that area. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate that because that gets it to us, gets it out to you. Sometimes if it goes through channels, Mr. Walker, as hard as he works down there, may not get it before we do. And that's where we're headed next anyway, so add that to the list.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A new accident on Atlanta Highway near Bell Road, and also seeing another one on East South Boulevard at Woodley Road, so careful there. Interstate systems looking much better after the accident on 85 cleared. Classes for real estate licensing begin on January 7th at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Take advantage of the early bird registration special and save $50 by enrolling today. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas for Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With 3 offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
All November on The Big Bang Theory, big questions.
Will you marry me?
Big conflicts.
Why are you being such a jerk? Because you hurt my feelings.
Big surprises.
I'm pregnant again.
What?
And a big wedding dress.
Wow, you look like a pile of swans.
For the big event many people thought would never happen.
Are we talking about the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely one of those people.
All new season 11 episodes of The Big Bang Theory, all November long.
The Big Bang Theory, today at 5 on Fox 20.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. 2 buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful.